get me a job. I'm gonna save my dough. Get away from here. I ain't gonna come back no more. I'm tired of a dead end street. I wanna get out in the world and learn something. Tired of breaking my back.
Oh, there he goes. That's the one and only Lou Rawls. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Boy, if I could sing like Lou Rawls, I wouldn't get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do a morning show. What a great entertainer he was. Lou Rawls on AM 1230 WSBB. 21 now before the hour of 9 o'clock in news. Jeff Berner is with us, professional physical therapy and associates right here in our great little town. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Good morning, Skip. I'm doing terrific. How are you?
Pretty good. Boy, you were busy Saturday at the health fair. Every time I went to talk to you, you had people all around you.
It was wonderful. I got to meet at least 150 people just stopping by and talking about physical therapy and about grip strength and how to maintain their balance, and it was an excellent day.
Well, what were some of the more questions that were asked to you?
Well, a lot of people were not unaware of the fact that as their joints and so on wear, they lose some of the awareness of their balance shifting.
Okay.
And so therefore, they're not as quick to recover their balance, resulting in not being able to maintain their balance when they're walking and stumbling and or weaving when they walk.
Okay. We know in the past we've talked about caregivers and how important they are to people, especially handicapped people. You know, and I guess caregivers, when you really come right down to it, they really need to take care of themselves and be in pretty good physical shape to be a caregiver, right?
That's absolutely right. As our population lives longer, we find that seniors frequently become caregivers of their parents or their spouses.
Okay.
The people that end up becoming the caregivers a lot of times neglect themselves more out of a personality because they figure that the person that they're caring for is worse off than them, so they tend to neglect themselves. In addition, if they don't consider their needs to exercise and so on, they tend to hurt themselves because they're using poor body mechanics or the person that they're caring for shifts or falls, and they want to try to protect them any way possible and hurt themselves.
Well, you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, not only do they have to be physically good so they can do these different things at quick instances, they also got to be mentally quick too, right?
Really taking time for yourself and not only exercising to clear your head, but also being able to have some personal time.
I know. You're absolutely right. Caregivers need that time to get away from the patient they're giving, whether it's their spouse or what. 24/7 tends to be a burnout job no matter what job you're in, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, if somebody has more questions about this, how can they reach you?
They can call us at the office at 423-0100, and if we have caregivers that are interested, we'd be happy to offer a free class on how to lift correctly and use proper body mechanics to protect their own body.
Okay, that's good. Give me that number once again, buddy.
423-0100.
Okay, still giving the 15-minute consultation. All they got to do is mention their favorite radio station.
That's exactly right, Skip.
Okay, call that same number. Jeff, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep everyone away from all those aches and pains, okay?
We'll do our best.
Okay, there he goes. Jeff Berner, professional physical therapy, right here on AM 1230.
The year was 1982. Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Gas was $1.28 a gallon. Paul McCartney.